sing it to us there. Harry Styles and Sign of the Times on Today FM. It's Al Porter here. Surprisingly, not that ropey after the long weekend in Stradbally. Lots of you getting in touch on 53102. Catherine Flynn, hello, how are you, love? Al, so sad I wasn't at Electric Picnic. Instead of being at EP, I worked 2 24-hour shifts. I could use an Al's pal to snuggle up. LOL. Catherine, there are chances to win Al's pals during the show, but you're going to have to do better than that. Everybody just wants one, but you're going to have to do better than that. What you can do is you can play What Happens Next in just a little bit. Al, can you play Jackie Wilson, Your Love For Me? I'm driving from Cork to Dublin. It's a load of balls, says Pete. And he also wants to say hello to Siobhan or Shivs and their French bulldog, Alfie. Not a bad name for a dog, is it? After the Cilla Black song or the Michael Caine film, did Jude Law do that eventually? I don't know. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. I thought it was just gorgeous. You know the way one of them videos always goes around, it goes viral. You know, when you see it, it just pops up in your timeline or pops up. Anyway, it's lovely. It's from the morning television in the UK, which is where lots of the good videos are from. A day doesn't go by where I don't watch one of Philip Schofield or whatever. I saw this on Twitter on the weekend. Here it is. It's 2 12-year-old boys called Jack and Rani appearing on the TV, and they're in this new fly on the wall TV show educating Greater Manchester, and their interview just totally captured people's hearts because of the way that they met. So Rani is from Syria, and Jack sees him in the playground, and he's on his own, and Jack takes him under his wing, and they become best friends. And it reminds me of an old clip I saw one time of, you know, there was a little school children, maybe five, another five-year-old, and there was like a ginger curly-haired white girl and then this black girl with these gorgeous locks as well. And they're going, oh, you know, what's different between the two of you? And they're like, I can swim and I'm better at tennis. And just how kids don't see differences the way we do. This is how Jack and Rani became best friends.
In the corner by himself, so far, he needs a friend. So I thought, as a person, I'll go up to him and ask him, how are you? Where are you from? He said, Syria. And I took a step back because on the radio, you hear bad, TV, you hear bad things about it. And I said, come and join us, come and join our group. I need it.
And what were you going through at that point, Rani? How were you feeling about being at the school?
When I was alone, like, I was, like, really sad because I don't really have any friends. When Jack came up to me, I feel something in my heart, and then we be friends.
And now you're like best friends. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so, so sweet and shows you the kind of innocence and loveliness and inherent kindness of children. But it just got me thinking, we all had those best mates when we were kids, and that's who we'd like to celebrate here today. Let's talk about your school buddies. Do you remember who your best pal was when you were growing up and when you were in school? Or maybe there was a massive group of you and you all had a certain name or something like that. But I'd love to know, what did you and your best pal get up to? I went to school with a fella called Gary, and funny that I haven't seen him in like 4 or 5 years, but there was a time when we saw each other every single day and played with our Barbies and did our Spice Girls concerts. So I'm just saying, everybody's best pals do something different. Let me know on 53102. Gift Grub on the... Hey, Kasabian, Ill King on Today FM. Before that, The Script and Rain. It's Al here. We're talking about best friends. I played you that clip of the two lovely boys, Jack and Rani. Rani being from Syria, and how they met in the school playground over in England, was played on morning television over there. Warmed the cold hearts of many of us on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. And we just got chatting about, well, who was your best friend? And loads of texts are coming in, but I just had to call this woman. Catherine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Catherine, you're full of life. You must have had a lovely, restful weekend.
No, I did have coming off 2 24-hour shifts.
Shut the front door.
No.
Two in a row? So that's a 48-hour shift.
Well, I worked Friday into Saturday and then Sunday into this morning.
So. Oh my God, what are you, a nurse or something?
I'm a social care worker.
Social care, my God, that's difficult.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes, but I love working with the kids, so it's okay.
And you work with kids. Oh my God, we have a saint. It's Saint Catherine of Kells. So Catherine, we're talking about best friends. Tell us about yours.
Yeah, so I moved down from Dublin when I was 12, down to Meath, down to Kells. And my first day of primary school, I was left alone during lunch, and a girl called Emma came over and sat beside me, and she started talking to me, and we just became best friends ever since. She lives on a farm, and I was a city girl, so I was completely in shock when she brought me to a place full of cows and sheep walking past the window, and we've been best friends ever since. So I'm 27 now, and we're still just as close.
That's amazing. And nobody spoke to you other than Emma on your first day?
No, nobody spoke to me. They just all left me sitting by myself eating my lunch.
What was it that Emma liked about you, I wonder? Who knows?
And I know. Well, she said that she just felt sorry for me that day, and then we just kind of clicked and just got on, and just best friends ever since.
Is she still a bit of a farm girl?
Her parents are loving farm now, but no, she's married and all now, so she's grown up a little bit, I think.
Okay. And you didn't do bridesmaid or anything like that, did you?
No, she had her sister as her chief bridesmaid because she's a large family. But I was at her wedding and everything. So
don't mention the war, okay? Let's just skirt over that one. You're like, yeah, she had her sister, whatever. Catherine, it's a lovely story. I'm going to give you an Al's Pal, and I'm going to give you one to give to Emma as well.
Oh, lovely. Thanks a million.
Talk to you soon, okay?
Bye.
Oh, what a lovely woman. More of those best friend texts on the way on Today FM. Ah, yes. Not the Paul Simon song that gets played at every of my birthdays and every gig I've ever been at. It's the other one. It's Graceland. Paul Simon from Simon & Garfunkel tipping his hat to the king there from 1986, would you believe? We have more music on the way with Shawn Mendes and Walking on Cars and things like that. We're talking about best friends. People are texting in on 53102 in this lovely story. Al, loving the show. My bestie Linda Tyrrell and I met in junior infants, so we are moving into our 35th year of being best friends. We have travelled the world twice, spent our J1 and a summer in Greece together, and we were bridesmaids at each other's wedding. I text her daily and see her as often as we can. Thankfully, we only live a 5-minute drive from each other. We will definitely be growing old together, and I can't wait until we're old and grey, necking wine, reminiscing of the awesome life we had together. And that's from Sonia in Dublin 12. Not fantastic. Some people just click, and it doesn't matter how much time they spend with each other, they don't seem to tire of each other or wear out of each other. I see it all the time with my producer, Pamela Blake. She's mad about her husband. You love your husband.
I do, just as well. He's my husband.
I know, but very much best friends. You see each other all the time.
We're inseparable.
Work in the same building. Madness.
Yeah, eat together.
I know. Yeah. It's great. But they sleep in separate rooms, but whatever. My best friend told me she got a bird's eye waffle in the post covered in eggs and beans and a note told... And what's this? I can't read about it. What's it? A note...
And a note that said, I was next.
Herself and her sister sent me a waffle with eggs and beans and a note from your worst enemy, the school.
In the post.
The school treated it as bullying, still at this carry on now.
I love that.
That is hilarious. Susan Greer in Waterford. So bird's eye waffles with eggs and beans were sent in the post.
Yeah.
Brilliant. After lunch, me and my best friend Katie would bunk off, and she would buy me a Granny Smith and pay my bus fare and go downtown to the shopping centre and look in Chelsea Girl. I didn't have any money. Still friends 30 years later, says Jane Ring, Waterford. Oh my God. This is some great story. I'm going to think of a few of my own, actually. Here we go. Bit of Walking on Cars.